Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about some updates. We're going to talk about some interesting quotes and what they may mean as things move forward. This is all about a developing situation where there is a lot of movement. So there can be changes to this pretty quickly. We will start with what I imagine is going to be at the top of the news cycle when this video goes out. And that is that President Biden and Netanyahu have talked. They spoke. Now, most of the conversation, as I understand it, is just a repeat. You know, hey, don't go into Rafah. We really want to go into Rafah. We need to get humanitarian supplies in there. The northern gates are going to open this week. Okay, it's a lot of repeat. One of the things that is interesting is that during this time, news came out that Netanyahu has agreed to hear U.S. concerns when it comes to Rafah. They're going to listen and consult about it again. Now, I know somebody right now is typing, yeah, they'll listen and then ignore it. And based on previous experience lately, probably. But I don't think the goal here is to actually express the concerns yet again. The U.S. has been very clear on this. I think it's the time it takes to get those concerns expressed and then ignored. Because right now, time is really important. There's a ceasefire proposal. And it appears that Palestinian leadership is very open to it. It seems as though it's the one that came across, maybe it was influenced by Egypt, or maybe it just happened to come across at the time that their delegation left, but there's a connection to Egypt in it. It seems incredibly possible that there might actually be movement on that now. What was said from a Palestinian official, the atmosphere is positive unless there are new Israeli obstacles. There are no major issues in the observations and inquiries submitted by Hamas regarding the contents of the proposal. Okay. That's hopeful. That is a hopeful sign. Now, the other thing that we have is this from Kirby. And this is, we have talked about this repeatedly over the last few months, saying that this is what the administration was angling for. What we're hoping for is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring in place. That's what they're going for. And this is the dump trucks full of aid, regional security force thing. That's where they're going with it. At time of filming, we don't know how this is going to play out, but this is the most hopeful thing we have had as far as a ceasefire in quite some time. And I really don't think that, oh, we want to express our concerns again, is about expressing the concerns again. I think it's about buying time, because Palestinian leadership is suggesting they're preparing their response, and it would be totally uncool for something to pop off while that was being prepared. Again, we know that they've set up tents and it does look like they're preparing for a move into Rafah, but based on equipment in the area and stuff like that that's known, it doesn't look like they're ready for a large-scale offensive. At the same time, they may have scaled back their plan again. Regardless, that's good news. But that's where everything is at right now. And I would hope to see movement on this in a couple of days and find something out. If the official from the Palestinian side is expressing the way they feel, they might actually be close to a breakthrough. So that's where it's at. But expect developments on this in the next 48 hours or so. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.